Welcome, my name is Stefan van der Spek, Head of Industry Automotive at WUA. You are listening to the third edition of the WUA Digital Excellence Podcast. And we're here with Hans Berkey and Niels van der Hogen from Athlon. Welcome Hans and Niels. In today's podcast, we'll talk about digital challenges in the automotive industry, client research, data tech trends, and much more.
First of all, Hans, what are you currently working on at Athlon?
Well, actually, our journey started back in 2017, in which we focused on our core. So stability, the technique, findability, and the ease of use. Actually, after our research at the beginning of this year, we have been starting to focus more on the customer journey itself, on the mobile application and functionalities, and the content we would like to provide to our customers.
Here at WUA, we periodically run various industry business studies. And the good news is, this year, Athlon Car Lease was very successful in our latest business lease study. It actually came in the top of our list and took over the first place from Leaseplan. Were you surprised?
Well, actually, what we always try to do is we try to stay close to ourselves. We had a clear goal on in which direction we want to move. It always feels good to be the number one. I do think there's still a lot of work to do. So we're not yet there.
Not yet there? Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. There's a lot of room for improvements in terms for our customers, what we provide in content, customer journey, the experience we want to provide and distinct ourselves towards our competitors.
What do you do on a day-to-day basis? How many people do you have working on the online customer journey? How do you work together?
Actually, we work in quite a small team of very high-skilled professionals. We do not actually outsource our activities, we do it in-house, so that makes it really comfortable to be in a very high motivated team of skilled people, but also people with a lot of experience within automotive. So we know where we want to go, we know how we communicate with each other, and there's like insights from multiple disciplines. So it's not a one-sided focus from marketing, it's a broad perspective multiple disciplines. So that's really bringing us further every day. At this moment, we're working on five projects at this time, focusing on the customer journey, content, which we pull up, and a lot of the requests we get from our customers. So we really try to listen to our customer.
Strong team. Team spirit is important.
Yeah, of course it is. Actually, well, what we saw is that from originally, we are a real B2B company that is focusing on big fleets. So we really are able to bring personal price level agreements, etc., service level agreements. But it's always that if you're working with large companies, there are huge processes to manage those fleets. On the other hand, what Hans already was saying, that 2 years ago, we started all over. We put the team apart to work really on an agile way to bring this proposition for Athlon to the market. And that's why Hans is already explaining that we made so many progress on it before that it was all inside. And now the moment where you took it outside was the moment that things are really starting.
Maybe you could go in a little bit on the website improvements you've made over the last couple of years.
Of course I can. I think a lot of the improvements, there's the one which are visible to our customers. There's also a lot which are not visible to our customers. As I told you, 2017 we really started focusing for, I think, 1.5 years on our core. So that was really the redesign of our techniques on the back end process after a contract came in. All these kind of processes which are key to our foundation, which is enabling us to grow even further. If you look now, mobile is getting more and more popular. So recently we launched a specific or mobile application for the Athlon Essential website. And you see, this is still an area in which a lot of our competitors are not busy or do not have a focus on. So this is also a way of distinguishing ourselves.
What are some of the challenges you face going into the mobile?
It's different ball game for me. Specifically, like if you look at our team, we really were keen and experienced in designing on like a desktop version. What you see, the customer journey really changes because everything needs to be on a small screen. You really have to pay attention to how people are interacting just with a thumb. It should be fast, and easy. So it's even more challenging than a desktop version in which there's just more space to elaborate, to give information to your customer and to your clients.
You really have to convince your clients in a smaller space.
We do.
Yes,
definitely.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about this year's KPIs.
Well, if you look at our KPIs, the thing we focus on at this moment is really the customer satisfaction, because this is something we can distinct on. It's not only the customer satisfaction and the journeys like for our new customers, but it's specifically more to our current customers. Not just ordering a car or signing a contract, but also to be more digital in the after sales process, to really enable our customers to do everything online. It's up to like your e-invoice, if it's up to your personal portal and information. These are really important things which we are working on at this moment. Not just for essential, but in a broader sense.
Niels, we have noticed that in the Netherlands, the focus is only shifting to sustainability.
Actually, as a large lease car company, we also, of course, all our cars are polluting. And last year, we started with our CSR director, Alexander Heikamp. He's working for us and really also redesign our sustainability strategy. And not only for ourselves, of course, but especially for our customers. How can we help to achieve those goals our customers are setting themselves on sustainability?
Okay. So if I get you right, is this something that came from Athlon as a company, or is this something that was a demand from the market?
I think both. If you see already in 2008, we were the first lease company that started really to work on a 5-step focus on traveling. Do you always need to travel, or are there any other possibilities to meet each other, Skype, etc.? So you can think of many things. And we were always the company that was saying, okay, less mileage, less cars. How can you be as much as efficient on your car policy? So our journey already started in 2008 on this.
So you were the front runners in this area, I can see.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess this is also part of the 100% mobility, what you're offering, like total mobility. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, of course, what we're saying, total mobility for us is not only providing solutions on cars, but it goes much further, like public transportation, but we'll also work on e-bikes, e-scooters, and we really try to provide a solution that you can use all kinds of transportations to bring yourself to work or to your customer, all possibilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, sounds good.
I
can't wait to
Thank you.
Get one of those cards and just go on the bike and switch transportations. I guess these are one of the developments that you see in the automotive business. Do you see any other trends that you see coming up to look forward?
Well, what we say, the thing of not only owning or using a car, but really sharing your car or sharing an e-scooter is the trend that is really coming to us because of all technologies, connecting, autonomous, those trends. We have to work on. Our customers are asking to really follow, narrow all those trends, and also to provide a solution on it. And still, for the coming years, the car is very important in our business and also for our customers. But we see it changing.
It's changing quicker than we expect.
Always, yeah. Yes. It's always to keep up with the trends. Yeah.
What other goals do you see, or challenges you see in the digital world this year for Athlon?
Well, I think if you look at the automotive sector in general, it's quite disruptive in general on all different perspectives. If you look specifically on the digital, on the front end, you see a lot of new entrants entering the markets. You even see since like a few years, just like with private lease, the OEMs, which are being more and more active on this specific market. We do see the platforms, there's a lot of shifts between financial lease, operational lease, consumer finance, private lease. So a lot of new dynamics. For us, it's very important to play an important role and have a clear position in this this field.
Maybe you could talk us a little bit about the shifts you're seeing between operational lease.
Well, actually, the shifts we do see is financial leases is, of course, still growing. Private lease is a whole new ballgame since a few years, and you did your research in this field as well. If you look at the full-service operational lease companies, we do see there's still a few original lease company players who are active in these fields. There's a lot of new entrants being out there on the market, going quicker and a lot of faster than traditional lease companies do. The other things which we see and we want to achieve as well in this market is to gain a relevant position and between the platforms we do see, and not only platforms like eBay or Marktplaats within the Netherlands, but also the other lease companies which are investing a lot as well. As we saw compared to 2 years ago, the field was still really small. If we look at our latest research, a lot of new players are entering as well. So it's just a matter of gaining a relevant position for the customers and be one of the front runners and remain one of the front runners, because I think in the next year and next 2 years, it's quite important to be at the front and to be the front runner in this field.
Yeah, maybe to add what we see, especially our smaller customers and also our consumers are really used to high-end platforms where they get their e-commerce or where they buy their personal goods. And that's so interesting for us, because all those learnings that Hans and his team are bringing into our company, we also bring it to our big customers, our large customers in B2B. Yeah. So it works two ways. We bring knowledge from our large customers towards the SME market, but we also bring that knowledge from SME to large corporate. That's very interesting to find the right combination to work on the speed of your customer satisfaction. And in the same time, be as much as efficient as you can, because then your customers are really, they're also gaining and getting the price on the right way.
Where do you see yourselves in 5 years? Where do you see Athlon in 5 years?
Well, I think if you look at Athlon Essential and the online propositions we do have, we have a clear vision on where we want to stand the coming years. We want to stay in the front and keep up with the pace of the markets. As Niels was saying, it's a matter of not only the industry standards we have to keep up to, but it's more specifically the standards which are all around there in the market. If you take a look at the example at the e-commerce retail platforms like bol.com, or if you look at the telcos, or if you look at insurance companies, they raise new standards. And it's not a matter of like catching up to those new standards the other industries have set, but also to create our new standards for our industry specific.
Yeah. And also to add, we always say we don't want to be the biggest, but we want to be the best, and especially for us in mobility solutions.
Who inspires you to be the best inside or outside of automotive?
I cannot come up with like a specific person who inspires me, but if you ask me like what inspires like the tech giants who are constantly raising standards, creating new visions, disrupting industries, and continually focus on progress for the good of the customer. And I think this is inspirational to me. I think that would be it.
How about for you, Niels?
Well, also looking at startups, I always really like that they are able to adapt very fast. They can afford themselves to make mistakes, to learn fast. And that's actually our biggest learning of the last 2 years. Try to work on a lot of different solutions, but do it small and do it fast. So try, if you fail or it is a success, don't make a big project out of it. So for me, always looking at startups and how they work, and really to trigger ourselves although we are a large company, to work fast on your projects.
How do you stay agile within the team?
Well, that's always a difficult thing to remain agile and to really have your focus. I think we're lucky to have like a small team of really experienced and skilled people. We do have a very regular way of communicating. We have a clear structure and always keep up to the structure of communicating. It's just clear sprints. Every week we communicate. We have a meeting. Every week, we take into account like the perspective of our customer, but also like our internal perspectives we have. And I think with this broad view of perspective and a small team, we're able to really translate all these opinions, all these visions, all these wishes into clear goals and to clear deliverables for our customers. So we keep up the pace quite fast. And I think like within the Athlon Netherlands environment, we really are enable to do this.
Our biggest challenge as a management of the company was to let them loose and just do it. And especially where we came from, it's control, control, control. And now you say, well, okay, you have to deliver, but do your thing and be as agile as possible. For us, that was the biggest learning to work on this.
Is that also something you look for in people when you hire them?
Yeah, I think if we look at the people we hire or hired over the last years, most of them actually were already working for us, but shifted a bit more into the position where there was less politics, but really focus on this one job, and that was getting the essential platform for Athlon to a higher level. So there was only one focus, there was no noise, there was no disruption on that part. There was a clear focus, and I think that really helped us to move forward.
Yeah, I can imagine the part of no noise, just having one focus, clear goal in mind. You have anything to add to that, Niels?
No, thank you.
Okay, we're going to go over some dilemmas. Niels, highest customer satisfaction or Athlon car lease will take over Europe?
Highest customer satisfaction.
Yes?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because with the highest customer satisfaction, the rest comes simultaneously.
Okay. How about for you, Hans?
For me, it's the same answer. Like the customer satisfaction score is something we focus on, and think what I believe in is that in the end, the customer satisfaction is the only thing like really we as a company can distinguish ourselves in next to like the products we offer to our customer. That's what the customer chooses for in the end, to really the high service, and that's something we really focus on.
Yeah. And we see it back in the studies and how you're doing. So, second dilemma. A new TV commercial or a big billboard?
Online for me.
Yeah, for me the same.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would go a step further, and it's working on your communities online. If our customers are happy with us and they are spreading the word, that's the best form of advertisement you can get. True and honest feedback of how we are doing, how we can improve ourselves, etc. And if that word is going on in an online community, well, you see that in a positive way back in your company results.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, Tesla or old-timer?
Well, for me, it would be Tesla at this moment. I'm amazed by the technique, and I don't like driving, actually. So for me, the autonomous driving cannot come as fast as it can be. I don't know if it's the same for you, Niels, but...
Well, I would say both, but... I think old-timers here are really great to drive. There's a lot of fun. But of course, an electric car like Tesla is a very smooth drive, especially the vision on to become connected and autonomous and work on our environment, but also the huge traffic that is going on at this moment in the Netherlands. The way forward is autonomous and connected. So, yeah. But if I'm talking with my heart, I probably go for a classic car.
Okay. Well, it does fit with the vision of Athlon, of course. So I guess that brings to the next question. Self-driving car or you stay behind the wheel?
Well, driving yourself is always nice, but in the end, specifically in the Netherlands with all the traffic jams, for me, autonomous self-driving car would be great.
Well, I spent at least 2.5 hours per day in my car, and there's only always one question: how can you be efficient and productive? That is not possible right now in the car, except for making a phone call. So if you really can drive autonomous and you can work in your car, yeah, that would be the solution to go forward.
Oh, no. So newschecker or long-term campaign?
I think it can be both. Like newschecking is always a cool thing to catch up with something hot and relate yourself to it. On the other hand, for us, we're in there for the long run. So the long-term campaigns in the end are for us to the most important. And as Athlon, we want to be relevant to our customers all the time. And in order to be relevant, you have to be there for the long run. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
I'm totally on the same page.
Yeah. You guys are agreeing a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good, yeah. I guess, when you're working on the same team. Niels and Hans, I would like to thank you guys for taking the time of your day to meet with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Digital Excellence Podcast. Connect with us at buaglobal.com. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter and stay up to date on the latest studies in a wide range of industry. See you in the next episode.